Central Florida's music scene gives young punk bands and their fans a place for activism. You're listening to The Wrap from Central Florida Public Media. I'm Brendan Byrne. The Central Florida hardcore and punk scene has opened up a space for a new generation of musicians to voice their opinions and coordinate political activism in their community, and a space to be heard.
Our shows are a way to channel whatever you're feeling inside and, like, you know, let it out.
While these young musicians are trying to better their community, they feel they are often misunderstood by the same people they're trying to help. A story from our high school intern about how young people in Central Florida are using music to build community. That's ahead on The Wrap, the big stories this week from Central Florida Public Media. But first, these headlines. The Marion County School Board approved most of a plan to consolidate schools over the next 5 years, but delayed a decision that would affect the future of Winnemia Park Elementary. As Central Florida Public Media's education reporter Kayla Kissel tells us, that school's community turned out in force to make their case, saying this was their first chance to weigh in.
2 days into the school year, Winnemia Park teachers, parents, and students gathered outside the Marion County School Board meeting, holding hands in a circle and praying. They were the only school in the consolidation plan to turn out in large numbers. The other schools had a chance to speak with board members earlier this year. Winnemia Park didn't, and its first chance came the day of the vote. Shelly Ann Scheel is a third grade teacher at the Ocala Elementary School. She says it serves a low-income community and staff work hard to support students and their families.
Winnemia is not just a building where students learn each day. It is a home. It is a safe space. It is a place where they feel seen and cared for.
The district's 5-year plan will consolidate schools, replace aging facilities, and eliminate 86 portable classrooms. Board members who supported the plan pointed to Winnemia Park's enrollment and attendance, saying it is not at full capacity. More than 400 students would be rezoned to Oakcrest Elementary School, while Bridgeway Academy would move into Winnemia Park's building by the next school year. The board delayed that discussion. Lori Conrad, the District 2 board member, spoke to the crowd of teachers saying she supports the rezoning.
The building is historic, but you make the change in the lives of the students that you interact with every day. And I see that great work following you to the next campus.
Community workshops on Winnemia Park's future are expected to be scheduled in the coming weeks. Kayla Kissel, Central Florida Public Media.
Clinics serving Central Florida's HIV community will lose federal funding in just a couple of weeks. That comes after the Trump administration announced in July that it would not renew direct funding for the 96 community-based organizations that work on HIV prevention throughout the country. Two of those organizations are in Orlando and Winter Park. Central Florida Public Media's health reporter Joe Mario Pedersen explains.
Orange County is considered one of 48 priority jurisdictions in the nation due to its high rate of new HIV diagnoses, according to the CDC. As a result, the county receives $5 million in funding for HIV testing and prevention. Florida clinics receive $26 million, the second most behind Texas. The decision to end that direct funding is an about-face from the first Trump administration's declaration to end the HIV epidemic by 2030. Carl Schmid is the executive director of the HIV plus Hepatitis Policy Institute.
It's really taken a real shift in tone from the first administration, and it's become pretty nasty.
The CDC set aside supplemental funding that will be sent to state health departments for HIV prevention until May 2027. The departments are encouraged, but not required, to work with community clinics in administering funds. Joe Mario Pedersen, Central Florida Public Media.
Local healthcare workers and caregivers in Kissimmee are calling for better pay, safety, and benefits. As Central Florida Public Media's Marion Summerall reports, a demonstration this week comes as the union representing the workers is negotiating a new contract with HCA Healthcare.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, this corporate greed has got to go. Hey, hey.
On a sidewalk outside of the HCA Florida Osceola Hospital in Kissimmee, dozens of healthcare workers and caregivers shared their demands with things like signs, T-shirts, and a megaphone. Elliot Buback works at the hospital as a transporter. As the union continues contract negotiations with HCA, he wants the organization to know the current pay doesn't keep up with the cost of living.
To pay us a non-living wage, it's an insult to our face. And it's inadequate. We're not asking to get rich or anything, but we're just asking just for a fair living wage.
In a statement addressing the rally, HCA says, quote, "We value our colleagues and are hopeful we can reach an agreement that is fair and reasonable for both parties." Marion Summerall, Central Florida Public Media.
These stories and more on our website. Visit cfpublic.org. Artist Alex Ramirez curates an art gallery in an unexpected place, inside Hourglass Brewing in Orlando. Her aim is a thriving, unconventional, supportive artistic community where art isn't about the product, it's about the process.
Make bad art, please do. Please make bad art and please come bring it to my show, because that is more powerful than making really good art and then never submitting it.
Hear more on Spotlight. Get it where you get this podcast. The Central Florida hardcore and punk scene has opened up a space for a new generation of musicians to voice their opinions and coordinate political activism in their community. As Central Florida Public Media's high school intern, Sienna Barger, finds, while these young musicians are trying to better their community, they feel they are often misunderstood by the same people they're trying to help.
That is the sound of Orlando hardcore band Toxic Intent playing a recent show at Will's Pub. They describe themselves as a mix of old school hardcore and old school metalcore. But for vocalist Xander Zara, being in the band is more than just music. It's about community activism.
I think bands are definitely in the scene that we're in. There's definitely a lot of like political awareness. And I've noticed like a lot of unity. Bands always talk about, like, even though everyone's beating each other up, they always talk about, you know, everyone here is a friend. You know, if you're struggling, you could talk to anyone. And that's what I like. Like, at the end of the day, the people in here are here to see good music, and we care about each other.
The venue here tonight is crowded. People pack into Will's Pub, pushing up against the walls and the stage, leaving space for a pit in the middle. And even though it can look strange and violent to outsiders, the first rule of a mosh pit is to immediately pick up anyone who falls.
I feel like many people don't really understand that it's about, like, just enjoying the music. It's not some, like, big, like, oh, we're gonna fight each other type of thing. It's about enjoying the music. And I think that sometimes a lot of other people will like to throw hate out there.
That's bassist Seven Kiefer. His fellow bandmate Kai Race agrees.
I have friends obviously outside the scene, and they're like, what, like, is the point of your shows? Like, why are all these people, like, pushing each other and, like, dancing weird? And I just tell them, it's our shows are a way to channel whatever you're feeling inside and, like, you know, let it out.
And they're not just letting it out in the mosh pit. Many young bands and their fans are actively organizing to support local causes in the community. Benefit shows have popped up all around Central Florida, supporting issues like accessible and safe reproductive health care. Another fundraiser popped up to help Orlando's Uncle Lou, a prominent figure in the music scene, to set up his life in Jamaica after self-deporting in early June due to immigration issues. Youth in the hardcore scene feel that they're often viewed as nothing more than troublemakers, or angry and violent delinquents. However, instead of isolating themselves from a society that misjudges them, these young activists have doubled down on their beliefs and continue to be outspoken. Here's CJ Perdomo Martinez, the bassist for Orlando Punk's band, Physalia.
I just want to say, where are the next generation? Where are the people that are supposed to come and pave the movement, pave the way for everyone else later on in life? I wish that they would just really take a step back and really look out. Damn, what the f*** am I doing with my life? All these kids are sitting here actually doing something with themselves.
This new generation of musicians is demonstrating that the spirit of hardcore punk remains just as vital and disruptive as ever. Whether raising money for community causes or awareness for political issues they believe in, youth in Orlando's hardcore scene continue to prove that they aren't just playing music. They're building a more supportive and unified community. For Central Florida Public Media, I'm Sienna Barger in Orlando.
That story was produced by Central Florida Public Media's high school intern, Sienna Barger, a sophomore at Boone High School in Orlando. And if you're a fan of punk music, be sure to check out Punk for Public Media. Support Central Florida Public Media on August 23rd. Details on our website, cfpublic.org. That's it for the wrap this week. Tuesday is Florida's primary. We'll be covering the Election Day stories and results throughout the day and evening online at cfpublic.org. This podcast is produced by Central Florida Public Media with editorial assistance from News Director LaToya Dennis. I'm Brendan Byrne. This is The Wrap.